Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
All right, good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your Power Mentor, and we're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Look, guys, we are wrapping it up. It is Financial Freedom Friday on today. We're wrapping up. It's time to stop sleeping on your dream and start building it. Listen, this has been such a pleasure to be with you while I was doing a few things of living my dream. Most people think that living the dream is all about making the money. It's all about, you know, making, you know, your footprint or what have you, for people to know your name. And everyone has different things that would make them feel that they are literally living their dream or successful. But I need you guys to know that there is a foundation for success. And if you follow that foundation, you will never go wrong. This is where we do here at Power Start Your Day. We are all into the truth. We want to give you principles to build your business, which is also your life. Because the same character that you're building your business is the same character that is building your life. And we're talking about building things that are solid. And so as we go through our review, we're going to have to make sure that we give God all the glory and the praise that he deserves. Because anything that's built without him, it is surely to fail. Now, I just have to tell it to you straight. I don't know if anyone else is that open about business and God like this, but I need you guys to understand that anything you try to build and you try to circumvent the laws, you try to circumvent the principles that God has put in place for you to have success in all areas of your life, it will not work. The laws have been here before you, before me. And it worked the same way. God has no respect to a person. So if we play by the rules of God, you know that no matter what your life is looking like right now, you know no matter what your business is looking like right now, you are going to win. So it's time to stop sleeping on your dream and start building it. Our scripture that we're going to be on today is going to be coming out of the book of Proverbs, our brother King Solomon, Proverbs 24:3-4. And I need you to pull that out. I need you to pull that out. And we're also going to have another scripture out of Hebrews 3:4, the faith book. So we're talking about our boy King Solomon, wisdom, wealth, with all get out. Than anyone who has ever lived on this earth. And then out of Proverbs, that's our boy King Solomon, and then out of the book of Hebrews, where it's faith, says that nothing, you ain't doing nothing, because faith without works is dead. We got to go there. Let's go to the Lord as we're wrapping up. You want to come in the queue, press star number one, come in the queue, because we're sharing on Financial Freedom Friday. I want to hear, what have you gotten out of this series, and what are you going to do about it? What have you gotten out, and what are you going to do about it? Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day. This is the day that you've made, and we are so glad and joyous. We are here in the land of the living. Dear Lord, we are so grateful for this time that we come together just to honor you in every area of our life. We're putting you first, oh dear Lord, even all in our business where people have been trying to take you out of it. All this time, dear Lord, we're thanking you that you've called us a peculiar people. And all we want to do is be a sweet aroma in your nostrils. All we want to do is have you say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Dear Lord, as we are going from faith to faith, we know we need your help. We can't do this in this world on our own knowledge and wisdom. We need you. So we're asking for our help, for your Holy Spirit to come fully in the mix here at Power Start Your Day. Lift us up, Holy Spirit. Make your presence made known. Dear Lord, we're thanking you that he is welcome here at every day at Power Start Your Day. We want it not to be counted as robbery, that we do not acknowledge him, the most powerful man that's here on earth, your Holy Spirit that resides on the inside of us, for those who want to invite him in and let him take house. We're thanking you, oh Father God, for all of the people who are listening here, who are plugging in because they want to live their dreams, but they need the instructions. But more importantly, they need the courage to follow the instructions. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we are going to do great exploits in your name, not our own. We're thanking you that we know that we're just vessels, we're just instruments for your kingdom here on earth. As we go out and do these exploits in your name, they will not be confused as to who sent us. We'll never be ashamed of you and who we are in you. We bless you, and we seal this prayer in the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, family. Let's go ahead and read this word together because, you know, we have come a long way. Sometimes as we're going through these scriptures, I know that some of you all are dovetailing. I know sometimes you're at work. I know sometimes you're in your car. But I hope if you want that each day, your 888, each day that you are progressing, that you are going to the next level in God, which will automatically have you go to the next level in all other areas of your life, a greater understanding, a greater level of knowledge. And then guess what? Doing the work that you need to do to build your dream will not seem like work. You will now start finding joy in it. And so that is our goal here at Power Start Your Day. Let's go to the word of the Lord here. And so we're talking about First Proverbs chapter 24, verses 3 through 4. And we're talking about building. So we're likening them to building a house. We know the house of the Lord is us. We are the church. Everywhere we go, the church is going. It's not a building, right? So it says, by wisdom, house is built, and by understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Just to have the dream enough does not mean the dream is going to be materialized. That's why many people are walking around. They're sleepwalking. They're the walking dead. They're getting up every day without any clear intent of building their dream. That's how they get caught up in drama. That's how they get caught up in all sorts of other things that have nothing to do with building a dream. And if we're talking about building a real dream, we already know that the kingdom is also being established at the same time. Now, I'm not going to get all spiritual on you. I don't know how to be anyway. Listen, let me just tell you something. I'm not going to apologize for me wanting you to go to the next level. I'm not going to apologize. You know, as yesterday My family and I, we're here on this cruise, and to be able to participate in such a thing as this, and knowing that it came from all of the hard work, the foundational work, that many a times my life felt like, it seemed like, it looked like, not only to the outsiders, but even to myself, a nightmare. But there were some things that I kept in place, and I stopped talking about faith and gratitude. Faith and gratitude. This is what I don't tend to see enough. And speaking to a lot of people about building their businesses or building their lives or building their legacy, or more importantly, establishing the kingdom here on earth, meaning looking like God, being in the image of God as you're building your businesses. Not enough tenacity, not enough persistence, not enough I know I'm going to win attitude. And so now it says, well, how do you do that? How do you get all that, Nicola? Well, it says that by wisdom the house is built. This is what King Solomon asked God for, was wisdom. He said, by understanding, if you really understood the impact that you were born here to make, there's no way for you to be whining and crying every day to get up and do what you know you need to do. There's no way for you not to fight down to the end to pursue your goals, to be a true goal getter. There's no reason that you will be, even in the situation that you are in, still not realizing you have the power to change it. And it says, by knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. So you still crying about reading a book, reading your back office? You still crying about going to training? You don't believe in yourself? You don't even think you're worth enough to invest in yourself to train? Some people, we have things like called weekly meetings, and they think $10 is too much money for them to come in and learn how they can build a business that may make them $10,000 a month, or $20,000 a month, or $100,000 a month, or hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. Do you realize that everyone pays the same fee to the business, but their level of gratitude and faith and works makes the difference of how much they get out of it? Next time you walk into your next weekly meeting or your trainings in your business, you look around and you ask yourself, am I maximizing the wisdom, the understanding, and knowledge so that I can start filling? Nah, you not so into your dream that you're not even shaken up by walking in rooms with no one, knowing that the only way that a network marketing house is built is with people, and the people need to be attached to you. We call it prospecting and recruiting. We call it invitation and exposing, and then getting a simple answer. You're even given the scripts of exactly what to say in order to make it work, but you don't have enough faith to do the work. Hebrews 3 and 4 says, for every house is built by someone, but the builder things is God. Listen. When we talked first, we went back to Matthew 6 and 33, and God told us that everything, all things will be added to us if we seek him first in his righteousness. And all things will be added. Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all things will be added to us. Now, here it's saying that in Hebrews 3 and 4, this is the faith book telling you that faith without works is dead. And it ain't faith if you already can see it. So now it says, for every house is built by someone. Yeah, those are the people that think, you know, I love the word, they think they fancy. They think that their success is all built around them and their teams, or they're thinking that it's all about what they bring to the table, versus forgetting that it's God that's the builder of all things. And whatever you will do for Christ, whatever you do with the principles of God, that's what will last. It does not matter what's coming at it. Let me tell you something. I love this quote by Walt Disney, and it says, if you can dream it, you can do it. But you ain't doing nothing without works. You ain't doing nothing without faith. And you ain't doing nothing without other people. I don't care what business model you are in, and it looks like a person is successful. There's always people behind it building the foundation. But I love network marketing out of all of the business models. Why? Because everybody gets their chance. Everybody has their opportunity, but not everybody takes the opportunity. Not everyone even takes the opportunity seriously. And not everyone even have the knowledge or wisdom enough to know they're in an opportunity. Many people think that they are only in something that's creating obstacles in their life. I am too busy to build my dream. I'm only busy trying to mess up somebody else's or be in somebody else's mess. That's all I am busy enough to do. I need you guys to hear me for a moment. When you start going deeper in the knowledge, and you begin to understand the knowledge of this business, and you understand the beauty of building up people. People are considered your bricks to building up your foundation and building your house and your business. There's no way you're building this type of business or any real business without people, because there's only one place that money is going to exchange from. So you can't get around it. I don't care. Guess what? You say, well, I'm going to stick with my job. Your boss or the owner of your company realizes, so they hired you to build their dream. They understood it. They went pursuing and building their dream. And they say, for people who are not willing to dream, for people who forgot about their dream, for people who don't even think they have a dream, we'll hire them to build ours. That might be okay for a moment, but is that okay for a lifetime? Okay, let me ask you this question. You say, well, I'm building a dream and it's hard. People coming up against me, people trying to do this, people trying. It ain't nothing you can tell me that I would not have experienced about people trying to sabotage your dream. I need you to know something. But if you are building a dream and everybody excited for you, everybody rooting for you, everybody supporting you, your dream ain't big enough. I'm going to say it one more time. And God gave that to me in the standpoint of trying to build things up. And it always seems like, oh, is someone even there who might be even in your team itself? And they thinking like they're responsible for your success. And they say, oh, I'm going to cut up, so I'm going to mess up. You're going to deal with it on your way up. But guess what? Let me tell you something. I'm going to say this one more again. If you're building your dream and everyone excited for you, rooting for you, supporting you, meaning you ain't got no haters, then your dream is not big enough. Your dream is directly correlated to your purpose in life. And we already said, ain't no purpose coming through in manifestation. Ain't no purpose without no pain, without you going. That's the reason why the word of the Lord tells you, count it all joy, meaning it all goes into the purpose. You know that God said that all of his grace is sufficient. You have everything you need, but you just need the knowledge and the power, because the wisdom was given to you through God, especially if you acknowledge the Holy Spirit. He ain't going to be residing in you without giving you wisdom. But you got to understand it. Opportunity showing up, knocking on your door. You can't even do something like follow up. Somebody said, call me next week. You forgot. You run into a person in a place and they seem like an extremely, extremely sharp person that would be great added to your team. You won't even give them a call, because you didn't even recognize it as an opportunity. But I can tell you this right here. I can tell you this right here. This is what you need to do. You need to go deeper. You're too shallow and talking about your dream. God cannot operate in this, those shallow waters. What all going to go on in some shallow waters? A whole bunch of people can't even fit in no shallow water. It's time for us to go deeper. Get more interested in your dream. Wake up, stop sleeping. Stop thinking you automatically got more time. How much more time do you have? Give me a number. How many more hours you got in this lifetime? Give me a number right now. How many more days do you have? Give me a number. I want to hear it. Give me a number. How many more years do you have to build your dream? Give me a number. That's why it's ridiculous to try to build anything without God, because he knows all the numbers. Listen, family. All right, let's see here. Let's see. Okay, we're back on the line. Let's pray we can hear you. We got disconnected here. We are all the way in the middle of the sea here. Good morning. 501 last 4 1859. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I hear you. How you doing today?
I am amazing. There's all this water around us, and they say internet what? Okay, good morning.
I tell you what, you are challenging me like I've never been challenged before in my life. This is Apostle Katie Allen, Little Rock, Arkansas. Man, I think I wasn't even trying to get in the queue. I think I got in there by accident. But I tell you, I'm awake, though. I promise you I'm wide awake. I'm not sleeping no more. I think I've been sleeping. I've got to get into it like I need to, and you're just right. And there's so many people that we have to help, that need our help, and we're sleeping when we should be helping the people, because there's so many people who need a change of life. And this is the product that God's given us to really bless thousands and thousands of people. It's just a matter of us being initiators and not procrastinators. And so you have challenged me again. I'm having a big, big thing tomorrow, sharing the business with some people, and the script is there for us. And so there's no excuses. And let me thank you for being who you are and for challenging us. And we are going to answer that call, and we're moving forward. Okay. Bless you today.
My God, I thank you so much, man of God. You know, it is so important that when we're given that influence and we're given that exposure, and some people are not realizing that, you know, all of us are charged to spread good news. And most people not realizing the opportunity of whatever they have, that there's someone standing next to them sometimes so desperate for the answer, and you have it for them. And because we're wondering, oh, is this the right person? Are they going to receive it right? Or how are they going to look at me because I'm doing network marketing? What? Oh, my mercy, the people are perishing because we're not transferring that knowledge. We're not giving it to them. Thank you so much, man of God. I mean, I love it. I love it when God is saying, you know what? He's pulling and tugging at us and saying, we got to get to work. 770-4-8879. Good morning.
Good morning, woman of God. Oh, my God, you on fire. oh, my God, we got to get to work. And you are so right. We do have what people need. You know, I went to my first Thursday meeting over there in Latonia, and you cannot judge people by what you think they have. We do have what people need, and you never know who it could be. I was there, and Swiss Beats' mom was actually there and signed up. She actually is a field trainer now, and she's working. So you know Swiss Beats, the guy that's married to Alicia Keys. You can't judge people. Yeah, you can't judge who. We need to be sharing this business with everybody. I don't care what you think their situation is. If they close to you, we need to be, you know, sharing our opportunity, because it is an opportunity. And she even said the reason that she joined is because she wanted to leave a legacy for her children, her grandchildren, and her children's children. So, woman of God, thank you for who you are, for who God is in you, and that he has sent you to us. You are a gift, and we certainly appreciate you. Wow.
God bless you.
That's what I had to say.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if we were to just be no respecter of person, just like God says he is toward us, being the likeness and the image of him, you will be surprised who would want to partner with you and say, what you're doing, I want to be in that movement because you're passionate about your dream. 803 last four 7561. 803 last four 7561. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. How are you?
I'm amazing. Good morning.
I actually was just trying to chime in to let you know that we couldn't hear you. But now that I have my opportunity, I just enjoyed what you had to share with us this morning from Proverbs. It's my favorite. And if we're going to build a big business, we better realize the big God that we serve and put him first. Because otherwise, it's going to crumble. It's not going to stand. So thank you so much for the word.
There you go. Thank you so much, Miss Nancy. Steadfast, immovable. That's what we talk about. Solid foundations just can't be moved just by a little rain. Good morning, 419, last 4-34-35, or even a storm. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning.
Awesome. I am so excited. I am so overwhelmed, Miss Nicola, that I finally got in. I've been listening a couple of weeks, and I'll tell you what, when I couldn't get in or today on the ship, all I kept hearing was music, and I'm glad you clarified the other day that something had happened. Because I'm like, what happened? Through you, God has said to me, especially yesterday, when you said seek ye first, because I'm in ministry. And it was refreshing, first of all, that we are not absent from Christ in this because everything is Christ. So he spoke to me through you. You're not seeking me enough. You've gotten completely, so you're not really seeking me. So to be deeper in him and to realize my dreams. And I am just, I'm overwhelmed. I'm in here now talking and I don't know the words to even say. But works with faith without works is dead. So I know I need to work. I like the 888, 8 rest, 8 work, and then what am I doing with my other 8? You know, am I using too much to leisurely? Am I missing opportunities? So am I maximizing the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to build people up? And I'm relatively new, but I'm closing out my first 30 days, and you're definitely inspired me and pushed and motivated me to go deeper, to get out of the shallow waters. So I do appreciate you, and I want everyone that I come in contact with to know that they can have financial freedom, they can live their best life, and that we don't have to be in bondage to debt. And small dreams, we need to think bigger. So I really appreciate you. And I look forward to meeting you in person.
Absolutely. You know, and you know, I can tell you something. We need to get more conviction on saying, like you said, we don't have to. The word of God say we're not supposed to. Right? I love it. I love it that people are saying, you know, I got to get more fiery about what I'm doing. I have a niece and she's only 4 years old and we're all here and she is so spicy, you know, and all they're saying is, oh, that's Nikki's twin. That's Nikki's twin. She knows who she is at 4, and I don't want anyone to quench that, to say if she believes in something, you pursue it, and that's what you need to live by. As long as that foundation is built on the rock, you will not go wrong. 757 last 48502. Good morning, Financial Freedom Friday.
Good morning, Nicola. How you doing?
I'm amazing. Good morning.
Morning. All right. So the reason I wanted to jump on today is so ever since I've jumped on to your calls and pretty much I've been gotten a lot more into reading the Bible and just being one with God and trying to understand what he's trying to tell us and what my purpose is. And the more I read, the more I honestly swear I'm becoming addicted to it because I keep coming back to it because I always want more and more and more. So now I'm at the stage where when I'm reading, And I understand that there's no faith, there's no like faith without action, and you have to believe in what you're doing, and you have to follow up, and you have to keep doing it. So when do you know if you're straying away from what God wants you to do? Because at the end of the day, they tell you that, and you read that he knows the right way, he knows the right decision. You need to stop trying to handle everything yourself. But if you're trying to follow up your faith with action, how do you know, like, what kind of action you're supposed to place in? Because it kind of gets confusing. It's like, do I let God do everything, or do I do stuff? Like, so I'm kind of stuck there. Like, I just want to see if there's anything you can do to help.
Absolutely. And listen, God is not going to do anything beyond your will. He can work through you. He's not going to do it for you. And so this is where in our industry, it's so important that you get the knowledge, which is the training. Training is what's important. And then when you get in the training, what you do is you follow those who are saying, look, this is what we've done to be successful. There's always a blueprint in network marketing. If you're probably inside of maybe another industry, it may be a little bit more abstract. It may be a little bit, because a lot of other industries are designed on only the experiences and recognizances of someone else. They probably went to college and then they became, you know, the top of their class, or they became what have you. And then they can't tell you every single thing they did in order to get there. But in network marketing, that is not the case. It's saying, you know what? It's the 1-2-1-2 or 1-2-3 step. You need to go step by step by step. So what I would encourage you to do is you go to the beginning. There is most of the time maybe a new agent checklist or new business kind of orientation. Start there no matter what. You might say, well, I did that before. Well, if you're not clear, go back there. Go back to what? The beginning. And then now you start from there and you go and you say, well, have I built my proper foundation? Did I do everything, or did I just do some of the things, or did I do it the way they told me, or the way I thought I should have done it? And go back there. And after you continue to do, like we said, work and work and work, we're talking about duplication. You're just doing the same thing over and over. And this is where people have the problem, because they're figuring like, wait a minute, I'm not seeing the results fast enough. That person was successful in 3 weeks. It's taking me 3 months. Maybe I need to try something different, instead of saying, you know what, I need to make sure, number one, I'm doing it as they told me, and I need to, number one, number two, be grateful and faithful that I'm learning in the process. And remembering that God has given you the desires of your heart. What I others see, a lot of times people start looking at other people's success and start measuring themselves up to other people. But there's no way we can do that, because you don't know where those people were from the beginning. Even if they told their story, I'm pretty sure they left some very important things out. I know, like for me, there's parts of my story. I can tell sections of my story, but there's parts of my story, for some moments, it seemed like I have amnesia to some of the painful places that I've been, and looking at where I am now. And it may be something that'll trigger and remind me, like, oh, I never tell that part of my story. Oh, I never remembered that part. So there's no way to measure your life with someone else's. You go back to the beginning of what is being told, and you follow where the successful people go. And guess where they are? At training. Everybody get their ahas at training. This is how it works. Everyone get their ahas at training. It happens at different times. That's the reason why you have to go and go. Even the word of the Lord says that faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. It's the word of God is what the word of God says to us. But however, we're wired that everything that we hear and hear and hear, that's what we have the highest level of belief in. And guess what some people are hearing? Things that are not taking you towards success. And so now you start believing that I'm not sure, I'm confused. Don't be confused. Follow the step by step by step and do it with faith, no matter what you're seeing. As long as you keep working, it will work for you. Guys, Financial Freedom Friday, you guys have a blessed and amazing week. Listen, wrap it up strong. Go as hard as you have ever gone before. Don't look at the time, because time moving regardless. Remember, you wasted a bunch of it. So just go ahead and soak up every moment of your 888 that you can, building your dream, and stop sleeping on it.